Welcome to the End Hope Podcast, where each Monday we drop a new episode to help us strengthen unity in the body of Christ as we talk about faith, leadership, and ministry. Today, I just wanted to kind of let you guys in on a little bit of my own faith walk, something really that's happening over just this past few days and a challenge that I feel that I want your feedback on. I want to know your thoughts, your questions. I want to know what you think about this and to see if this is something that I'm going to do this next year. And I'm going to let you know kind of how this came about. So last couple days ago, I watched this movie. You may have seen, I've never seen it before, and it's called Unplanned. And it's about someone who used to be a director of a health clinic that performed abortions. And it just kind of walks over her life, some of the abortions that she had, and how she ended up becoming a pro-choice advocate and working at a health clinic, and then that did abortions, and then how she ended up deciding to step away from that and become a pro-life advocate. And within this movie, she says that there's this dirty little secret. And this speaks to unseen impact and how we could be doing things that we feel like are insignificant, that aren't going anywhere, but we feel like God has called us to do this, but we're not seeing anything. And it can be discouraging. But she was speaking to a couple people who were regularly praying outside the clinic that were saying, we feel like we're not getting anywhere, that it's not doing anything. And she said, well, she let them in on this secret that when there are people outside of the clinic, no shows increase dramatically, sometimes all the way up to 75%. People who are scheduled for an abortion decide not to stop at the clinic and get an abortion when they see people out there praying or when there are people out there praying. And so that's big. And that was just made me think about this idea of unseen impact and how we could do things that may seem insignificant, but God can take them and do something big with it. And as I'm watching this movie and I finish the movie, it's just heavy on my heart and mind. I'm like, okay, what could I do, right? What can I do to help with this issue that we have with so many abortions taking place? And I probably could have slept that night knowing, okay, I'm going to think about this and do something. I'm going to, you know, give support somehow. Maybe I'm going to donate a little bit to this organization or that organization. And I probably could have done that if I didn't look up this number. And this number just, it rocked me, really. And it sat so heavy on my heart and my mind that I could not get any sleep. And it was 98,000. 98,000 is the number of abortions that are happening every month in the United States. 98,000. And I couldn't sleep after hearing that. And I kept thinking of, like, what could I do? What could I possibly do? Is there anything that I can do to help in reducing, you know, these numbers? And so I came up with this idea. I was thinking about, you know, the fact that we can't just wait until people are showing up at the clinic and trying to convince them otherwise, but also thinking of what leads into this. What are things that cause this issue to come about? And I know some people aren't going to want to hear this, but I had to think about this because I was thinking, okay, if I were to give to an organization, if I were to partner with an organization to help reduce the number of abortions, well, what ministries are out there? What organizations are out there? What are they doing? What are things that we can target that they may not even be thinking we're doing this to reduce the number of abortions, but it's things that help in it. And it's things like, you know, you know, godly adoption and foster care and godly support networks that are helping ladies that feel like they wouldn't be able to have a kid and support a kid and raise a kid on their own. Maybe it's organizations that are helping to build healthy marriages, right? About 15% of abortions take place within a marriage. About 15% of them, right? And sometimes it's because there's issues between the spouses or it's people doing things outside of their marriage. And so if we were to have godly marriages, then that would reduce that number, that 15% that's happening there. The other side of it, people don't want to hear this, but really that's the 85% of abortions that are taking place because of sexually immoral activity. And so I know that's, that could be triggering. I'm sorry. But it would come back to things like sex outside of marriage. Because 85% of abortions taking place take place from people who are not in marriage, right? And so they had sex outside of marriage, which led to this abortion. There's sexually immoral practices that we can all get behind and say, that's not right, right? Like things like incest and rape, and those types of things, prostitution, human trafficking, those different things there. Well, if we were to help combat those, that could also help combat the number of abortions that are taking place. And so really it's this idea of, okay, sexually immoral practices, how do we, you know, help to reduce those? And then how do we help to strengthen marriages and build godly marriages? And are there organizations that are helping with this? And I was just thinking about some different clinics as well that are pro-life clinics that really help to encourage and provide support. And, you know, some that will say, hey, you need a support network. You don't feel like you can do this, but we can get you a support network and show you a way to get good godly adoption and foster care or whatever it may be. And usually it's adoption, right? And so my thought was, with these different organizations within the body of Christ that are doing these things that we can maybe highlight, that we could give to, that we can come alongside of, the number 98,000 kept on hitting me and ringing with me and ringing with me, because obviously that being the number of abortions, right? But I also felt this challenge of, since there's 98,000 abortions that are taking place, let's raise and give $98,000, a dollar for every single one of those, to an organization that is helping to reduce the number of abortions. And so with that in mind, I was thinking, how can I possibly do that? And I know people will at times, you know, have little fundraisers and do different activities like runs, bicycling, different travels and different things, and having people pledge when they do so much. And so that's what I was thinking about doing. And that's where I want your feedback. If you would get behind this, I really need comments. I need comments, because if I get enough comments saying, of people saying, yeah, we would give this much, we would help out, then I know, okay, I'm going to move forward with this in 2025. And this is the challenge that I feel impressed upon me, is to say, I'm going to run 98,000 meters. That is a little under 25Ks. So I would just round it and say, I'm going to do 25Ks in 2025, and ask that people would donate for every 5K I complete. For every single 5K. And this isn't going to be just like me running in the morning and then say, hey, I ran. But I'm going to actually get in 25K races. So they're legit. You can see, like, okay, I finished this race, that race, this race. And if I fit for every 5K, if people would donate so that we could raise $98,000 and give it to an organization that's helping to reduce the number of abortions, to help reduce and cut down on those 98,000 abortions that are happening every single month. And so I feel like when we come together, when there's many of us, we can do all pitch in a little and it end up being much. And so this is something that I would invite, you know, our In Hope listeners, our family, and partners to come together on. Maybe you're listening to this and you're not familiar with In Hope. You know, obviously check us out, follow, like, subscribe, but share also. And if it's nothing else, to get behind this, let me know, comment, share, and let's rally people behind this idea of, I'm going to run 98,000 meters, 25Ks, and for every 5K, for every 5,000 meters, will you donate? Will you donate to help reduce the number of abortions that are happening within America? And so that's it. All right. I don't want to hold on, keep you guys any longer, but I really need the comments. I need you guys to let me know if this is something enough people would get behind. So if you would get behind it, if you say, yeah, I would give so much for every 5K you complete, let me know. And so that way we could say whether or not we're going to do this. I'm going to run 25Ks and we're going to donate. We're going to raise and donate $98,000 to an organization that's helping with women's health and helping to reduce the number of abortions that are happening. All right. And so thank you for sticking with me. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. And Father, I pray that you would help us to be encouraged and strengthened and remain faithful when you are working in the unseen impact and the things that we feel like may not be going anywhere, but we would choose to remain faithful, that you would make us steadfast and that you would take what little we do, even if it seems like it's insignificant, that you would take it and you would do something significant with it, that you would make an impact, that you would save a life, that you would change a life, that you would see your kingdom come and your will be done. We just thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember to be part of the conversation. Like, share, subscribe, comment, please, especially on this one. And we'll see you back next Monday for another episode of the In Hope Podcast.